NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Gordon Snidu, widely considered one of the most popular Western artists of his generation, has died. He was 89. Snidu passed away on Sunday at his home in Ruidoso. He was born in Paris, Missouri in 1936 and later moved with his family to Tulsa, Oklahoma, where he grew up inspired by stories of the American West. His artistic talent was evident even at an early age and went on to become one of the charter members of the Cowboy Artist of America. He later moved to Albuquerque, working at Sandia Labs before relocating to Ruidoso to pursue art full-time. His work was exhibited internationally, including in Russia, France, England, China, and Germany, and is part of numerous permanent museum collections. He is survived by three adult children, including two in Ruidoso and one in Dallas, Texas. And beginning on Monday, Cree Meadows Drive will be closed between Country Club Drive and Metz Drive for about 2 weeks. Crews with the Natural Resource Conservation Service will be in the area working on drainage improvement projects. Drivers are asked to use alternate routes and use caution when traveling nearby. And the Legacy of Liberty Air Show is set for this weekend at Holloman Air Force Base. With gates open to the public Saturday and Sunday, a full rehearsal is scheduled for Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., but that event is limited to Department of Defense ID card holders. The weekend show is free and will feature a wide range of aerial performances. Highlights include a team of six Aero L-39 Albatross jets flown by retired Thunderbird and Blue Angels pilots. The U.S. Air Force's F-35A Lightning II demo team will also take to the skies, showcasing the capabilities of the military's newest fifth-generation fighter, which is expected to replace older aircraft like F-16 and A-10. Attendees can also expect to see historic World War II aircraft, including the P-51 Mustang, P-40 Warhawk, P-47 Thunderbolt, and B-25 Mitchell Bomber. Other featured aircraft include the DH-115 Vampire from the Royal Australian Air Force's Tamora Historic Flight and the Russian MiG-17. Parachute teams will perform aerial demonstrations as well, and the show is expected to run from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. each day, though the schedule may change depending on flight conditions. For more information, visit Holloman.af.mil or see the news portion of our website for a link. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.